There's a handful of experts in the state of Michigan that know Michigan politics as well as anybody. Tim Skubick, Kyle Malin, and Bill Ballinger is definitely one of those folks. He is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and he's on the other end of our line. Bill, how are you?
Good, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. Just wanted to get your take on Representative Roy Schmidt changing parties. So what'd you think when you heard about that?
Stunned, just like everybody else. I think everybody was very surprised. It has happened before. I think that's one thing that has been lacking in some of the reaction to this incident. 20 years ago, a state representative named Sal Rocca, who was a Democrat who had been elected to the state house for 8 terms, 16 years, suddenly did exactly the same thing that Roy Schmidt did last Tuesday. He filed, actually, as both a Republican and a Democrat, and then between Tuesday and Friday, which is the period during which you can change your mind if you want to, he withdrew as a Democrat. This is Sal Rocca. He had always been a Democrat, and he filed both as a Republican and a Democrat, and then he withdrew as a Democrat, so that he was only on the ballot at that point as a Republican, and it was too late for the Democrats to come up with anybody else. And that's basically what Roy Schmidt did last Tuesday. So it wasn't just that he changed parties. It was that both of them did it in a kind of a sneaky way that left their former party, in this case the Democrats, in both cases the Democrats, high and dry and without a nominee and a chance to get anybody on the ballot without resorting to a write-in campaign, which is the only other way at this point in August in the primary that you could come up with a nominee.
Well, it's interesting that that happened because within a couple of weeks of Schmidt making the change, he had taken campaign money, he had volunteers campaigning, he had gotten support from Democrats in his upcoming campaign. What do you think made him change abruptly, or do you think this was planned, and was he promised anything from the Republicans?
Well, generally speaking, if something like this happens, you have to assume that whoever is making the change does expect something. And there's no question that Schmidt wanted to be back in the majority in the State House of Representatives. I think he's even said as much. And the Democrats are in the minority in the State House, and right now the odds are against their being able to get back into the majority in this year's election. I mean, it's possible, but the odds are maybe against it. And Schmidt, under term limits, only has one more term in the House he can serve, and he saw himself continuing in the minority if he remained a Democrat, and I don't think there's any question that he thought and hoped that by converting to the Republican Party, and there's all sorts of ample evidence, testimony by Schmidt himself and by the Speaker of the House, a Republican named Jace Bulger, that they had been in conversation and talked for weeks before this happened. So, yeah, it was planned. It was a very carefully kept secret. And I think Schmidt plainly hopes that, you know, he's going to end up with a committee chairmanship or in a position to be able to exercise a lot more power in the next 2 years than he would have if he'd remained a Democrat.
Bill, in the latest edition of Inside Michigan Politics Online, there's a story that says Michigan Tea Parties are coming of age. They spearheaded the ouster of the state's GOP 2 national committee members. Tell us about that story.
Well, that happened over this past weekend in Detroit at Cobo Arena, where Saul Anousis, the national committeeman for the Republicans, a former state party chairman, and Holly Hughes, the national committee woman, who was an elected state representative from Montague, a suburb of Muskegon, they were both ousted by Tea Party-backed challengers at the convention. A state representative named Dave Ajima, who is from Granville over on the west side of the state, very conservative, ran against Anousis, and a person who is not any neophyte by any means, Terry Land, a longtime party activist and the two-term elected Michigan Secretary of State before she was term limited in 2010, she ran against Holly Hughes, and both Ejima and Land won, and they got heavy backing from new delegates who showed up at this convention. They indicated that, frankly, maybe as many as half the delegates at this convention on Saturday in Detroit were brand new people in the party who had never been delegates to a state convention before. They might not have ever even been delegates to a county or a district convention. A lot of new people, a lot of enthusiasm, and they got behind the challengers and they knocked off the incumbents.
Who's John Yob?
John Yob.
Oh, yeah.
Pronounces it Yob. John Yob is the son of Chuck Yob. And there is a little bit of history and irony in all this involving Anousis as well. John Yob's father, Chuck Yob, was national committeeman in Michigan for years, 20 years or more, and feuded with Saul Anousis. The two of them just did not get along, and Chuck Yob was national committeeman while Saul Anousis was state chairman. Saul Anousis was always trying to get rid of Chuck Yob and finally kind of forced a situation where Chuck Yob withdrew as the national committeeman. This was about 3 years ago, and at that point it looked like Saul Anousis had won this feud between the two. And now Chuck Yob wasn't really evident in what happened Saturday, but his son John, who works with his father Chuck in a business polling and consulting in West Michigan called Strategic National, John Yob masterminded the David Ejima candidacy against Saul Anousis. And so now Saul has been ousted, so you could say that Chuck Yob and his son John got their revenge against Saul Anousis on Saturday.
All right, and finally, if Mitt Romney is, as expected, is the Republican candidate to run against Barack Obama for president, will Romney win Michigan?
He's got a chance, but again, other Republican nominees have been thought to have a chance over the last 25 years, and none of them have been able to. Since George H.W. Bush carried Michigan back in 1988, no Republican presidential nominee has been able to carry Michigan. Romney, you would think, would have a better than even chance simply because he's got a real background here in Michigan. He was born and brought up here in Michigan, has a very good organization in Michigan, raised a lot of money here, more than Barack Obama, more than anybody running for president in Michigan. And of course won our primary twice in 2008 and 2012 here in Michigan. So he's got a chance. He's got problems, however. His editorial that he wrote, as you know, 4 years ago, saying that the federal government should not bail out the auto companies, GM and Chrysler at that time, is being held against him by President Obama and the Democrats, claiming that Romney would have thrown Michigan under the bus. He's got to come up with a better explanation about that.
Bill Ballinger is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. You can find that online at insidemichiganpolitics.com. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony.